Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome back to the podcast today. I say the same thing every time, but I'm glad you're here with us today. And I've got Pastor John Welch back with me again today. We've been really hitting a home run, I believe, talking about leadership and getting instruction direct from the Apostle Paul as he talked to Timothy.
A good one to get it from, I'm telling you. I'm glad he wrote this to Timothy. We were able to learn a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. We've talked about the fact that, first of all, you've got to be a good soldier, and you've got to please the one that enlisted you. Secondly, we talked about the fact that you have to compete lawfully if you're going to receive a crown. Are you going to compete according to the rules, which we talked at length about? So I want to encourage you, if you didn't listen to that podcast, to listen to it. But the last thing that Paul told Timothy was this: the hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Now listen to this very carefully. It says hard working farmer. It doesn't say farmer.
Right.
It says hardworking farmer.
This is good.
That means that there is work involved in what you do. And listen, if you're in the ministry and you're upset because you're having to work, you're having to do some things, and you're in the wrong place. I can tell you,
yes, sir.
Because there are spiritual things that need to be done all the time. There are even natural things to be done with your ministry that keep you busy.
Yes,
and keep you working.
Yes,
and there are going to be times when you say, "I wish I had a day off." I know that feeling. I've been there before,
where
it's time to take a break, and we certainly need to take a break.
No doubt.
I never forget. One of the hardest working ministers I've ever known, the hardest working minister I've ever known, was Dr. Lester Sumrall. That man worked hard. Oh my goodness. I mean, it didn't matter. I mean, I've been with him all over the world different times, and he worked all the time.
Wow.
In fact, his son, Peter, went to his mother one day and said, "Dad, I'm concerned about Dad. He spends half the night in the bathroom. Is he okay?" And his mother said, "Sweetie, he's in the bathroom writing because he doesn't want to keep you awake."
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he was a hard worker.
Wow.
But I'll never forget something that happened one time. We were at, I think it was at his church. I'm almost positive it was. He said, "Okay, we're going to play golf today." I said, "Play golf?" He said, "You can't work all the time." He said, you need recreation. You need to have recreation.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised by that. Now, listen, I am not promoting golf. I am not promoting that you recreate every day.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Although I am a golfer and I like to play, you've got to temper that. But the thing is, you are hardworking, but that gives you an opportunity also to rest.
Yeah.
And he said, let's just go play golf. We're going to recreate.
Wow.
And I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
He had a great move of God in the Philippines, and he had Oral Roberts come over there and preach at the presidential parade grounds. And
wow.
I mean, they had 20,000-30,000 people there. And I said, "Well, what?" And he was there for 6 weeks. Oral Roberts was there for six
Holy
weeks.
Smoke.
And I said, "Well, what was your typical day like?" He said, "We'd get up, eat breakfast, go play golf, and Oral Roberts would stay on his face before God all day, the rest of the day till time for the meeting."
Wow.
I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
I know they didn't play golf every day.
Right.
You know,
right.
But my point is, there are two sides of this. But what I want to focus on is the fact that you must have good work habits in your ministry. I have seen so many ministers fail, John, because they just didn't. They wouldn't work. I know one particular minister. I loved him, but he wouldn't work. He wouldn't stay with. He wouldn't go in the office. He wouldn't take care of business. You know, he just would not work, and he ended up not being very successful.
Wow.
When he could have been.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't hardworking.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, the hardworking farmer partakes of the crops.
That's right.
If you're not hardworking, you're not going to partake.
Right.
Bottom line. I mean, that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes if you don't labor, I believe someone else will get the fruit of your produce.
Absolutely. Or there will be no crops.
Or there'll be none.
There is nothing. There is no fruit.
Most of the time, it's you lose what you have. Jesus taught about that very clearly.
That's true.
You'll lose what you have. The Amplified Bible said, it is the hardworking farmer who labors to produce. And I think sometimes if you don't have good work habits, and I'm not talking about physical labor, I'm talking about ministry work habits. And look, everybody's different. I've got a good friend, pastor friend. He's got to be in that office every morning.
Yeah,
he's there at 8 o'clock every morning.
Yeah.
Well, that's not my time to be in the office. My time that time of the morning is praying reading my Bible and seeking God.
It's mine. Yeah.
Okay. So people are different.
Yeah.
How they do it. He's a night owl, so he'd do that at night.
Yeah.
And so people are different. But bottom line, you got to take care of business.
Absolutely.
You've got to work at what you do and let that be part of your routine. You've got to have a routine.
Yeah. You know, Pastor, I've known you for years, and that's one of the things I noticed about you. You have disciplines and you have a routine, and you don't vary from it very much.
Not if I can help it.
That's right. And I think you look at it in let's say just in the world. They say that some of the most successful people are people that have certain routines or certain disciplines that they have in their life, which is basically a spiritual principle in regards to leadership.
Right.
And I think in leadership, you have to have certain disciplines.
Exactly.
And you have to sacrifice certain things. And I'm not gonna toot my horn here, but when I stepped into pastoring, I had to change some of my things.
Right.
I had to change some things in my life.
Yeah.
For example, I used to love to race bicycles, and I used to enjoy it and was pretty decent at it. And when I was here, my schedule was a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked for you, it was a bit different.
Right.
But when I started pastoring, I realized I had to sacrifice that. I couldn't do that anymore.
Nope.
That was not possible.
Exactly right.
In order for me to do and be everything that God had called me to do and be, and to see fruit,
mm-hmm.
which are ultimately are people's lives being touched.
Sure, absolutely.
Eternity is different.
Yeah.
And so I had to make that shift. So now I still get in the gym. I have that discipline to take care of my body because I believe God wants us to do that. But I had to sacrifice some of those things that I used to do in order to make sure that I was focusing my efforts and my energy and my time and what was going to produce.
Yeah.
The greatest amount of
absolutely.
Fruit. So there has to be those disciplines. And Pastor Sam, one of the things that I noticed about you too, one of the things I noticed about you is that you read the Bible, not necessarily to put a message together.
Oh, no.
But I've traveled with you some.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you would just read the Bible, not for a message, but just to read the Bible.
Absolutely.
And I would like to say, as I viewed that in you, I think from the outside looking in, that is one of the things that has helped you do what you have done and doing so well.
Yeah.
Because you're just spending time with the Lord. You're getting the word in you, not to prepare a message. And
absolutely.
I think pastoring, we can fall into that trap.
It's
the only time we
do.
Go to the
mm-hmm.
word is to put together mm-hmm. a message. And so I have followed that same pattern. Mm. There, when I get up in the morning, the first thing that I do is spend time with God and just read.
Yeah.
And I'll journal a little bit, but not to put together a message. And I know you wouldn't say that as far as tell everybody that, but I want to share with those people who are listening, that is a discipline, just spending time with God
absolutely.
In His Word. And that is part of the work.
Yeah, it is.
That is part of
absolutely.
The work.
Our labor is in the realm of the Spirit.
That's
in relationship to our calling.
In prayer. Right.
Yeah, it's not... You know, that's got to be first and foremost in your life. And people are different about the way they do it.
Yeah.
You know, you and I both are morning people.
Yeah.
But there are people like my wife, Becky. She's a night owl.
Yeah.
So she'll spend a couple hours at night reading her Bible and praying. And
that is not
you
me.
Know, and that's not me. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
I kiss her good night and I go to bed.
Absolutely.
But the point is. It's not how much you can handle physically.
Yeah.
It's just because I've seen people work themselves to a bone naturally. It's what you do spiritually and staying with it. And here's the good part about this, and this is what I want to end this on. One translation says, we should be the first to be sustained by the fruit.
Yeah.
When you work, God will sustain you by the fruit of your work.
That's good.
And
That's so good.
A joy to eat the fruit of labor instead of striving to get ahead.
Yeah. That is good.
You know, and that's really.
Hear that.
And I guess the older you get in ministry, the more you appreciate the fruit of ministry.
Yes.
And the fact that hey, you know what? I actually did something for God here. There's something coming from this. There's fruit from this.
And it is awesome, too.
Yeah,
it is absolutely awesome.
And you know it's not because you made it happen, but just because you labored.
That's right.
You worked. You were a hardworking farmer. You were laboring in the field, and God brought fruit to bear.
You know, Pastor Salmon, one last thing that I would say there is that you're not laboring by yourself.
No, absolutely
not. You're laboring with God.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is working. He's our helper, and he's helping us labor. So it's not like when we're talking about working hard that you're doing it by yourself.
Absolutely.
The grace is there. The Holy Spirit's there. Relationships encourage you.
Yep.
So it's not like you're doing it all by yourself.
Exactly right.
You're doing it together with God, and it bears great fruit.
The devil will always tell you, look at all the bad things you've done. Look at what you hadn't done right. And God will always say, look at your fruit.
That is so good.
Look at your fruit.
That is so good.
And I've learned that over the years because I'm pretty critical on myself about some things.
Yeah.
But if you know, it's just like that farmer. He walks out in that, you know, his tractor may be broken down. His house may not be what it ought to be. But when he walks out there and sees that field, and it's coming up, and that corn's on the there, or the wheat's coming up, you know, he can see the fruit.
Yeah.
And that's what you've got to do. And don't get upset because you see somebody else having more fruit. Enjoy what God's given you.
So good.
That's what you've got to do.
Pastor Sam, let me wrap up on this.
You bet.
And that is this. You know, I've watched you for many, many years, and I've seen how there were times where it was hard work, and you might not have felt like moving forward, but you just wouldn't quit.
No, you can't.
You just kept working.
Absolutely.
And you will see the fruit.
Sure.
You have seen it. You are seeing it. And so you've been a great inspiration
to
us all.
I appreciate that. Hey, we're so glad to have you with us today and look forward to our next time on the podcast. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.